Well, there we go. What's up, everyone? Aaron Nagler here with Cheesehead TV. On Tuesday morning, the Packers players have off today. Coaches are in-house, readying game plans, drawing up things for the Chicago Bears, because it's Bears week. That's right. Time to welcome the Bears to Lambeau Field on Sunday night. And as we know, the Bears still suck. It's good to see everybody in the comments already. Good morning to one and all. I'm sorry, I probably had some low energy today. I have had some fucked up sleeping patterns as of late. Coming out of quarantine, I wake up at like 2 every morning and I'm awake until like 5:36, and then I fall back asleep and then I wake up again. And I was messing with my mind, messing with my vibe. Hope you all are doing well. How can you live with Corey? Thankfully, I don't live with Corey. He's in Green Bay and I'm in New York. Makes it easy. Hello from Newcastle. Hello. Good morning from New York City. I just cannot wait to be up at 1 a.m. dancing to "The Bears Still Suck." Now you're talking. Morning, Nags. When is transplants and Patreon happy hour this week? Most likely one after the other. Transplants will be tomorrow at 5 p.m. Probably happy hour. Immediately, well, somewhat immediately following, like we did a couple weeks ago. I kind of like that Matt LaFleur doesn't care that it's Bears week. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not a big fan of that answer. I understand where he's coming from in the sense of, you know, all the division games are important. I know, but I kind of liked it when, you know, Mike McCarthy was getting in a bomber in the offseason and he said, let's go bomb Chicago. You know, any chance to get a little, you know, twist in the knife of the old Bears rivalry. I'm all in, but yeah, there's no chance that Matt's going to fall for that kind of old world tomfoolery, but I kind of miss it. Cameron, thank you for the super chat. Hey, Nags, I tried to ask this yesterday, but I'm not saying Rodgers is done, but watching this season, I definitely see why we got love when we did. I mean, I don't think there's any true fall off to his game as far as his, you know, the mental side of it, obviously, but his ability to make any throw you need, you just got to watch every Sunday and he, you know, puts a couple in a place where you're just like, I don't think anyone else in the league can do that outside of maybe Patrick Mahomes. But, you know, Father Time is undefeated and you want to get out ahead of it. You want to get there too early, maybe even a year too early, then a year too late. We've seen plenty of teams floundering around searching for their next quarterback. The Packers, whether love is the answer or not, we will find out, but they have tried to get ahead of it. And I appreciate that. It's pretty simple to me. As far as Rodgers' play on the field, is he, you know, Superman Rodgers anymore? No, that time has passed. We all know that. You can still win a Super Bowl with him. There's zero question about that. Is JK still a weapon? More like a misfiring problem at the moment than a weapon. Justin, thanks for the super chat. Let me preface. I'm a coach coaching dumbass, but is Rodgers missing open receivers more than normal? I don't think more than normal. I think about as much as any normal quarterback. I know there's going to be a lot made of that look where he missed the wide open Robert Tonyan in the end zone, but you know, that's a play. He's apparently, I mean, I don't know. I haven't talked to Aaron or coach about this, but it sure looks like he's drawing up that play at the line of scrimmage, yelling at guys what to do, etc. He's obviously drawn it up for Devontae. And so he tries to hit Devontae for the game winner. You know, outside of that, man, you know, I know there's the one of, you know, Andy Herman put out there of MVS on the deep. But as Troy Aikman indicated on the broadcast, you know, against that defense specifically, against the Colts, they wanted to make sure they didn't get into any long down distances. They wanted to stay ahead of the sticks as much as possible. It's pretty clear Aaron was reading low to high most of the time rather than high to low. And if that's, you know, part of the game plan, then he's doing what he's told, so to speak, you know, and he's doing what he's coached to do. There are always going to be missed opportunities. That's going to happen no matter if you're the greatest quarterback who ever lived or you're Mitch Trubisky. You're going to miss open guys. That's nature of the beast. Lance, thoughts? Thanks for the super chat. Calling it 42-3 at the half. Bear season, baby. Bakhtiari beer chugs. Thanks for the super chat. Love it. I'm all in on that. Nags, love is always the answer. There you go, Cameron. There you go. Thanks for the super chat. Who do you think will start at quarterback for Chicago? Who cares? who really cares? You know, it doesn't matter. Trubisky, Foles, the ghost of, I was going to say Jim McMahon, but he's still alive. You know, it doesn't matter. I don't think they could get Jay Cutler out of retirement. Packers still putting up 40. Bring it. Craig, thanks for the super chat. After watching the Rams play last night, it was eerily similar to some of the tendencies that LaFleur has, but I think that McVay adjusts a bit more often. I think so, but McVay's also been doing it longer. You know, people always want to compare LaFleur to McVay or Shanahan, etc. But those guys have been, you know, on the field much longer as play callers than LaFleur has. And I think LaFleur is getting there. He's developing. But yeah, I noticed some of the same things as well. I do think McVay has a bit better of a feel for the game. But I think, like I said, LaFleur is still early on in his play calling days. I think he'll get there. Oh, wow. Lots of super chats lining up here. Sam, thanks for the super chat. Have to give props to Gutekunst for his work building the O-line depth. One just has to look at the Bears to see how it can wreck your season. Indeed. Funny how that works, right? I mean, I understand Gutekunst can come under fire for a lot of decisions, but I'm glad somebody, Sam, is paying attention here in regards to the number of times they have had to have guys step in and or move spots and things have just kind of hummed along. There are so many instances in the NFL where you see just one guy go out and things just fall apart for teams. So, yes, very much so. Gutekunst should get major props for that. Preston, thanks for the super chat. Honest to God, how the fuck does Mike Patton think it's okay to play soft constantly on third and long situations? You almost anticipate a first down, Preston. I don't know if you saw, but I did ask Coach about that very thing. Sounds like something they talked about on Monday. We'll see if there's any possible adjustments there, but I'm with you. It's maddening. Last night, you saw both the Rams and the Buccaneers playing their corners up on third and long. Oh, that brings me my fainting couch. I mean, I don't know why they're so scared to let guys who are good at the line of scrimmage, like Jaire Alexander and Kevin King, let them go to work on some of these receivers. It just blows my mind. If the tendency or the idea, which obviously it is to play off and then rally, make tackles short of the sticks, they need to start doing that. It's week 12, people. We're still struggling with a concept that should have been implemented in the offseason in training camp. Actually, I mean, come on. If you're really thinking about it, like back in your playing days in Pop Warner. Dustin, thanks for the super chat. I'm cracking up the same people who questioned the love pick, lauding the Eagles for having Hurts with Wentz struggling. In Goody we trust. It's a fair point, Dustin. Fair point indeed. The difference, of course, is, at least in lots of people's eyes, is the fact that Wentz was kind of already falling apart. And picking a quarterback makes sense. With Rodgers, everyone sees a two-time MVP who they can still win with, and why aren't you getting him help? That's the difference. But I'm with you. Oren Burks at fullback. Well, might as well try him every position. Might as well. What else we got here? Walter, thank you for the super chat. My fellow diehard Packers fan friend and I have been debating what is happening more, other wide receivers not getting open, or is Rodgers too locked in on Devontae? Well, we were just talking about a number of instances of people being open that Rodgers has missed and or not seen. I do think he locks on to Tay, but I also think it's worked. You know, they've put up a ton of yardage, a ton of points, won a lot of ball games. So does he have eyes for Devontae? Yeah. Does that maybe hinder the offense at times? Probably. But it's hell fucking effective, so it's not like you can really criticize them. Justin, thanks for the super chat. Packer fans need to give Murphy some credit. He took a lot of flack for hiring LaFleur. No doubt about it. I said this offseason, though, and I'll continue to say it, it's still early. We'll see what happens, you know, 3 or 4 years into his tenure when they have to start making this switch at quarterback, whenever that happens. What kind of offense will they have once they don't have Aaron Rodgers? All those things need to play out. Early returns, 1,000% yes. No question, Murphy and Gutekunst need to be given some praise for that hire. What else we got here? Elton Jenkins for the Pro Bowl. Elton Jenkins for all pro. My goodness. Cameron, thank you for the super chat. I had a thought about this. Oh, Cameron, don't you tell me what to do. If it comes down to it and we need to make some cap room for maybe Jamal or Aaron, is Preston a cap casualty? Can't say it's totally out of the realm of possibility. I think they'd probably talk about a restructure first. Prior to just cutting the guy. But yeah, I think there's every possibility that he and a couple others get approached about either adjusting their deals or taking some kind of pay cut. Chad, thanks to the super sticker. Merc, 1987, thanks to the super chat. As much as I hated the result, I loved watching the game. Those are the games that got me watching the NFL. I wallowed yesterday, but now I'm looking forward to smashing the Bears. It's a healthy attitude, man. That was a fun game to watch. I just rewatched it this morning. No doubt the second half is incredibly frustrating as a Packers fan, but it's a fun game to watch. No doubt about it. What else we got? Cameron, thanks for the super chat. Oh, no, I did that one already. Well, look at that. I'm doubling up on super chats now. Justin, thank you for the super chat. Just started Succession HBO Grader. That's a good fun show. No doubt about it. Is motion heavily predicated on Swerve and Irvin? I thought I saw less motion again with Irvin out again. Seems we go through this every week. They use motion plenty. They just don't use the motion aspect of their offense throughout the entirety of a game, whether Irvin's in there or not. But you saw Lazard go in motion. You saw EQ go in motion. You saw Devontae go in motion. You saw Sternberger go in motion. There was plenty of motion. Tons of it early on. Maureen, the Jim Leonard question. I would love that, but Jim has said he's learning, and right now Wisconsin is his dream job. I don't think he jumps to the pros unless he wants head coach. Head coach? Head coach? Y'all need to simmer down there, Badgers fans. Jim Leonard is not jumping to the NFL as a head coach. But we'll see. What else we got here? Gonna make sure I didn't miss any. Okay, there we got them all. Cool. Stefan, thanks for the super chat. Very nice. Okay, I'm all caught up. Morning, Nags. Was Shepard's performance against Indianapolis, you'd have to think Meninga and LaFleur are taking an extra long look at all the in-house returner options, right? How can they not? 1,000%. In fact, I wouldn't be surprised if Shepard was released sometime this week. That's how bad that was yesterday, or Monday, or Sunday, sorry. We'll see. I mean, Shepard's kind of been living on borrowed time, I think, as it is. That performance certainly isn't going to help him much. But, yeah, they have got to find somebody a little bit more explosive and or trustworthy back there, no doubt. The Green Bay D needs to channel their inner Charles Martin. Nobody needs that. Cameron, thanks for the super chat. My heart yearns for the days of Micah and Randall returning kicks. Sigh. Yeah, Micah Hyde especially. Still tied for the all-time lead in punt returns for touchdowns. Tied with Desmond Howard. Jonathan, thanks for the super chat. Looking back at the game, the blocking forced MVS back inside into the convoy, but in the end, we'll be fine and make adjustments and get the Bears. That is a fine super chat and a fine observation, yes. I mean, that said, MVS still needs to take care of the football. But yes, you're absolutely right. No question about it. Did Packerman's cousin survive last night, a.k.a. Ram Man, for all that play clock hitting zero? I don't know. I'll have to go give him a call. Could Dylan return kicks? Man, that'd be like back in the day when they had Davenport, bowling ball back there. I mean, could he? Yeah, probably. I doubt they utilize him that way, but you never know. Will they have people in the stands on Sunday? Tommy, they will have friends. It's friends and family night at Lambeau, kind of. They have a number of games here down the stretch at Lambeau Field. Sunday night, the Packers announced yesterday, they will have a certain number. I can't remember the exact number, but they will have numbers of friends and family in the stands to kind of have a test run of their COVID protocols and see any problems and or snafus that might come up. But yeah, it sounds like they're trying to start to pave the way for the possibility of fans in the stands in the month of December. So cross your fingers. We'll see. And if Corey Banky isn't one of those in, we should riot. Lance, thanks for the super chat. I've enjoyed asking your thoughts every morning, but I finally have a genuine question. Do the Bears still suck? Lance, there is something that, you know, you can hang your hat on as a human being, not just as a Packers fan, but as a member of the human race. The Bears still suck. It's pretty great. It's pretty great that you always know that that exists. Lewis, we need a punter. They got one. They signed another one, but then they let him go. They definitely need Dylan. They definitely need J.K. Scott to be more consistent. That's no doubt. Carry the G. Gilbert. What's up, buddy? It was a fumble. Is Jair only one allowed to run man-to-man? No, you saw a bunch of guys playing man-to-man on Sunday. Savage had a nice pass breakup against the tight end in man-to-man. King was in man a number of times. So, yeah, no. It was a fumble. Maybe on Rivers? I don't think so. I understand why Packers fans think so, but to the letter of the law, I think they got that right. Will Lindsley miss any games? Matthew, to be determined. I know the initial report was that it is a minor injury and not long-term, you know, in the sense of keeping him out a number of weeks. As for this week, that I don't know. We'll see. We'll get our first indication tomorrow. But the first initial reports were that it is a minor injury and shouldn't miss extensive time. Why is it hard for Pettine to blitz, disguise coverages, press wide receivers, make QBs uncomfortable? That's a billion-dollar question. I'd love to know. He doesn't like the blitz in general. He's not a big pressure guy. He doesn't send five or more a lot. When he does have some nice pressure packages, but he only seems to dial them up at opportunities when teams know he's going to, because they always seem to take advantage of it. You know, that's the one thing I don't think I've seen many people talk about. When Pittman has that huge touchdown on the low crosser, he's going into an area that's vacated because of the blitz. You know, they blitz Amos off the side there, and then they run everybody off. You know, Kirksey's caught between two dudes, and they're off to the races. So, you know, just because you blitz doesn't mean you're going to affect the quarterback, and it doesn't mean it's going to be successful. Will there be melon smashing at practice this week? I don't know, but goddamn, I love that story. For those of you who maybe missed it, Tom Pelissero reported yesterday that Saturday night prior to the Cowboys playing the Vikings, Mike McCarthy set out a bunch of watermelons on this stage in a ballroom and brought out an actual sledgehammer, not like a toy prop, but a real sledgehammer, and had a goal on each one of the watermelons and then smashed the watermelons. And then the final one was like Dalvin Cook when he's carrying the ball, and then he smashed it, indicating that he wanted them to punch the ball every time they were tackling Dalvin Cook. I mean, God bless Mike. That's some old school motivational stuff, and I am here for it. I love it. But that said, no, I don't believe there will be any watermelon smashing in Green Bay this week. A nuclear family. Thanks for the super chat. I think Hicks is better than Mac. Am I wrong? Not to my eyes. I think Hicks is one of the most underrated players in the NFL. Probably my favorite non-Packer. He is an amazing player. There's no doubt the Packers are going to have their hands full trying to block him on Sunday night. Do you think it needs to get to the point where, oh boy, where'd it go? Where LaFleur needs to get more involved with his defense? I don't know, Justin. I mean, yes and no. I do think there's a fear of micromanaging, but if you are the head coach, it does all fall on you. Those wins and losses are obviously yours, not the defensive coordinator's. And if he feels the defensive coordinator is costing him games, then yeah, probably a little bit. But I don't think he's ever going to go overboard on that. He knows he's an offensive guy. He trusts, for the most part, Mike Pettine and his staff and what they know about defensive football. So will he, should he? I mean, I think it's possible, but I do think Matt will be limited in how much he tries to involve himself on the defensive side. I like to pretend Big Mike was more what? Smashing melons, pressure swelling, fans kvelling, Bears suck, Packers win by 62. I like to pretend Big Mike was more Chappelle's Black Gallagher than the original. Nice. I don't know nothing about nothing. Anthony, I'm just, you know, those of you who missed it, I said that during my question to LaFleur yesterday about third and long and the fact that they play off all the time and get beat. I mean, you know, because the coaches always, their initial instinct whenever they respond to a media member is always the, you don't know what the call is. You don't know. You haven't watched the film, blah, blah, blah. And even if you do watch the film, you don't know what we're trying to accomplish, yada, yada, yada. So that's my way of saying, I understand that I don't know nothing. All right. You guys know everything about football. That's why I try to like dumb myself down even more so. I know it sounds hard to do, but try and just disarm whoever I'm talking to and say, look, I understand. I don't know nothing, but here's what an idiot like me sees on every fucking third down. And all I'm saying is if you keep doing the same thing and you keep getting beat, why do you keep doing the same thing? That's all. That's all I'm saying. What was his response to that? It was long and very coach speak-esque. He did say they spoke about it on Monday in the team meeting, the defensive meetings anyway. You know, I don't think for a second that they don't recognize it's a problem, but why it takes, you know, a game like Sunday for them to talk about it, I have no idea. I don't expect anything to change for the record, but we'll see. LaFleur seems to be getting more agitated about defense, though. Daniel, I think there's a tendency to want to read stuff like that into his response. You know, there's no doubt that he's talking about a negative aspect of his football team. So he's going to appear a little bit more agitated. I don't know if, you know, it's always dangerous to prescribe an emotion and or a mental state about, you know, one side of the ball, a coach, a player, whatever, just from a question that you're asked in a press conference. He could be. He very well could be. But I'm not going to sit here and tell you just because he was ornery on a certain day answering a question about the defense that he's getting agitated about it or whatever. Charlie, thanks for the super chat. Should we drop Shepard? Should we fire Mike Pettine? Do they give you a special Zoom call for the press conferences? Grassy posse. That's a lot of stuff. You got your money's worth in that super chat. Should we drop Shepard? Yeah, probably. Should we fire Mike Pettine? Doesn't really matter until the offseason. I don't think he's going anywhere. Whatever happens until the offseason arrives. Do they give you a special Zoom call for press conferences? Yes, we all get special information emailed to us every day that there's availability. Thank you for the questions. Maybe Murphy Gutekunst won't let LaFleur touch Pettine. I mean, yeah, if you want to go full, like, tinfoil hat, yeah, that's a possibility. But I think that's a little tinfoil hat. Are these questions being asked to Pettine as well? Soft coverage. Sanjay? I'll tell you what, I promise you he will be asked something about the soft coverage in his media availability this week by yours truly. So stick around. Love you, Nags. Thanks for all you do. Daniel, it's the nicest thing anyone's ever said to me, at least in the last hour. All right. Thanks, everybody. I got to get going. Thank you so much for the super chats, for the chats, for everybody hanging out on all three platforms. It really means the world to us that you show up each and every day here at Cheesehead TV to talk some Packers. Please hit like on this video, subscribe to the channel. And if you're so inclined, please consider giving us $5 a month on the Patreon page, patreon.com/cheeseheadTV. It goes a long way helping to support everything we do at Cheesehead TV. As I said earlier, Packer Transplants will be on Wednesday at 5. We'll have the happy hour somewhat immediately following. And then obviously everybody, I hope you all have a great Thanksgiving. But please, I understand if you can't do Patreon. I totally understand it. Thanks so much for the support. Please hit like, hit subscribe, tell your friends, tell your family. Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Go Pack Go.